Hello everyone, thank you very much for clicking on our poster entitled The Time Course of Toddlers Recognition for Native Accented versus Non-Native Accented Speech. My name is Felix Demel-Trudel from the University of Western Ontario, presenting on behalf of our group with Amélie Bernard from University of Ottawa, Elizabeth Johnson from the University of Toronto, and Tanya Zaminer from the University of Ottawa. So we know that learning words can be a challenge in children and adults because phonetic cues can vary, for example, across different speakers or across different rates of speech. One factor that complicates this process further is exposure to multiple accents in a multilingual context. And this has been shown in the past to impact word recognition abilities in children. The development of these word recognition abilities in toddlerhood are still being discovered, and this is what we aim to investigate in the current research. To investigate that, we use eye tracking as a measure of lexical activation in a preferential looking paradigm. This paradigm involves simultaneous presentation of auditory and visual stimuli on a display while the eye movements of the participants are being measured. There is a lack of studies on online processing in toddlers, online processing of words, that is, as the acoustic signal unfolds, which brings us to the research question, how do 18 to 30 month old toddlers process accented versus non-accented words? Moving on to the methods section, we recruited 22 monolingual English speaking toddlers that were aged between 18 and 30 months old, and as I mentioned before, completed a preferential looking paradigm procedure. In this procedure, we present on the screen two images on a display, a target and a distractor. While children are looking at the two pictures on the computer display, they hear an audio prompt, for example, look at the cat, where the cat is a target and the little ducky is the distractor. And two conditions, the auditory stimuli could be pronounced in two conditions, either French-accented look at the cat or a non-accented or English-accented look at the cat. The main measure that we were interested in were the proportions of fixations to the target, and these were analyzed using generalized additive mixed effects model. This enables us to do a nonlinear time course analysis of the data. So coming back to the upper part of the poster on the right in the results section, what we found was that the general fixation pattern suggested good overall recognition of the words. So when looking at the graph on the graph on the left with the proportions of fixations on the y-axis and the gray and black line, what we found was that the proportions of fixations went up to almost 80% in both conditions. This indicates that toddlers were able to recognize the targets in either condition. We also broke down the data set into different subgroups to look at more specifically the group ages, and we found that there was no major qualitative difference in eye movement patterns across younger children and older children in our sample, except maybe for the fact that the older children, so the ones that were aged from 24 to 30 months old, fixated to the target a little bit more than the younger ones, and perhaps differentiated the accented versus non-accented conditions a little bit more. We also ran some statistics on the data that we had, so taking all children together, and what we found is that there was significantly more fixations to the target in the non-accented condition between 300 and 1200 milliseconds, and that there was more fixations to the target in the accented conditions towards the end of the trial, so after 1350 milliseconds. This is displayed in the lower graph with the red shaded areas that we see on the poster, where on the left part of the graph, you see that the line is significantly above zero, which suggests that for that time period, the children fixated significantly more to the target in the native condition, and inversely for the right part of the graph. So moving on to the discussion, we found that toddlers reach maximum fixations faster when the words are not accented or when they are pronounced in their native accent, that they also recognize correct, but that they correctly recognize accented words as well. The main difference between the two conditions that we were interested in was the speed of lexical access. So basically, the children were able to access the words faster when they were pronounced in their native accent. The next step to our research is to look at how bilingual children who are more extensively exposed to accented speech are able to recognize spoken words. Take-home message, lexical access is slowed down by accented speech in young monolingual toddlers. And thank you very much for paying attention to our poster.